Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
It really is a scary thing to think about, right? The fact that we're living in a time where being addicted to technology has actually become a thing. And it's very hard to even imagine a time where that was never a thing. Like when someone was an addict, you would have imagined something like smoking, something like pornography, something, you know, like drugs. Like those were things that we considered amongst the things that people could be addicted to, or an alcoholic. But we never considered, like, there was a time when it was never even thought of that technology could even become an addiction. As a matter of fact, even during the era when TV was coming in, we didn't really speak much of people being TV addicts. I would imagine that it is also because TV can be very social, that you watch it with the family, you watch specific shows, and at the same time, you're also forced to share that one TV with other members of your family. But the internet is a very personalized thing. It is a very selfish thing to participate in, because the internet is in your pocket, it's in your laptop, it's in your tablet. And I think it's especially because it's on your phone, and almost everyone in your family probably has a smartphone. So as a result, you're not forced to share the internet. There was a time when we were forced to share the internet, mind you, when the internet was still on dial-up. Those of us who remember when the internet was very slow, and you'd usually have it on like one computer in the household, and it was very, very slow in loading and even a single window, right? And that forced you to share it with your siblings, with your parents, and you knew that you could only access it at specific times. But now we live in a different era. Now we live in a time where you can sit at a restaurant with someone who is addicted to their phone, taking pictures of themselves, going on the internet and looking at pictures of other people. That's what they use to cope. And they don't even realize that that's not even normal. Like, it's even worse for Gen Zs, those who come just before millennials. Right? It's even worse for Gen Zs. I don't even want to talk about Gen Alpha, because for them, it's just everything is the internet. They are quite literally growing up in a time where large language models have become a thing. We're living in the advent of large language models, ChatGPT, Gemini, Perplexity, Copilot, you name it. I mean, the other day, we got an email from Microsoft, because we're subscribed to the Microsoft suite, and they're telling us that they're increasing the amount that we pay on a monthly basis, which was very affordable, mind you, for the entire Microsoft suite. And the reason they're making that increase is because they're introducing Copilot into that suite. So as a result, the subscription now has increased by quite a lot, by quite a lot. It used to be 130 rands a month, and now it's going up to 200 rands a month. That's quite a lot. Look, I'm not saying that they're not adding any value, but I think at the very least, they should be giving people a choice whether to join or not. But that's not what we're going to be, what we're talking about today. What we're talking about is how to create a balance with your relationship with social media and your phone. Like, how do you create a healthy, balanced relationship? For one, I am an advocate, a big advocate, and I hope that one day I'll be able to contribute to such a movement. I believe that we need to normalize software that helps us, that restricts us from the overuse of our devices. Laptops, cell phones, PlayStations, we really need to normalize those things, because we don't realize. I mean, some of you have friends that you go out with, and every second that you look at them, in the middle of you having a conversation with them, they'll be on their phone. I have two friends like that, one worse than the other. Like, you'll be having a conversation with this person and they'll just disappear into their phone as if the conversation you're having with them doesn't even matter. And there's a part of me that really does wonder whether for Gen Zs and Gen Alpha is still a bit too young to be having these problems, but they will eventually be facing them, right? But like, I do wonder whether for them, will it not become so normal that they really don't even realize that this is a problem, that your friend is supposed to listen to you, your friend is supposed to spend time with you. So this is the reason why this is such an important thing, right? Learning to create a balance between your relationship with social media and real life, like learning to find ways of coping with life apart from your device. I recently deleted nearly all of my social media platforms. I can't even, I'm not even able to access it on my browser for a good reason. Even if you send me a link and want me to read or watch a video, I'm unable to access it on my device because I don't want to find myself doom scrolling and watching different things, right? I've made an exception with YouTube, for one, primarily because YouTube is not a place where I spend hours aimlessly. If I can't find something to watch on YouTube, I sign out and I'm out. I leave. I don't watch things I don't want to watch. I quickly get tired of YouTube because of the fact that I'm looking for quality videos. I'm not just looking for something to watch. And I think YouTube Shorts just hasn't stuck to me that much. So that's the reason why I've kept it, right? And also, I consider myself a content creator. So I do learn a lot. I mean, I have a lot of DIY videos that I watch as well, and it educates me as well. So I don't mind that. However, I've looked at myself, and if you're a person who it is a bit too addicted to YouTube. I mean, I've even put a screen time counter on my phone, so that I can keep track of how much time I spend on my phone on a daily basis, like even during the holidays. Like at the moment, it's showing me to be a person who spends about 4 hours on my phone a day. And I don't think that's too bad because some people spend between 8 and 11 hours. All the way up to 12 hours, which is half a day. So it's a very good exercise for you to do just at the end of each day to be able to actually see how much screen time you're actually using. So this is a very important thing, right? Why is it important? Number one, because if you balance your relationship with particularly social media and your devices in general, it helps you build relationships. It helps you figure out other ways to cope and not use social media as a crutch, right? That every time you feel something uncomfortable or you're in an uncomfortable space, you quickly go into social media. You don't even learn the skill of having conversations, awkward conversations if they have to be, with people around you. These are very, very important skills. I think more importantly, just learning to cultivate the relationships with the people in your life, finding out how they're doing, like telling them how you're doing so they know where you're at in life. So that's why it's very important. And this will never stop being an important thing. And I think another important one is just knowing how to pay attention. Like just knowing how to watch a movie. Like imagine, guys, we live in an era where people cannot even finish a movie that's an hour, 30 minutes long without checking their phones, without going to their phones to find some sense of comfort. You know, like it's so, so ridiculous. Like, as I mentioned, like I'm an advocate for us investing as a society in software that helps us as individuals. I don't mean that the government must do it. I don't mean that the government, it must get to a point where the government is forced to keep this social media addiction under control. We ourselves should volunteer to have such software on our devices, right? We should volunteer so that we can use these devices to rather grow ourselves instead of using them to get lost and not invest in relationships. So we should definitely invest in software that limits our use and our addiction and our habits. Terrible habits of mid-conversation jumping to your phone. And I understand that some of us aren't that bad. Like you don't mid-conversation just jump to your phone. And I think some of us, what we do is we don't do it at work, right? When someone is having a conversation with us, we'll do it either with friends. What's even worse is we'll do it with family. That in the morning when you wake up, instead of finding out how your siblings are doing, instead of asking your mom how they're doing or your partner or spouse how they're doing, you instead jump to your phone and find out how the person you have a parasocial relationship with, the influencer, you find out how they're doing instead. So these are very important conversations for us to have with ourselves. Like, to what extent are you willing to make sure that you have a healthy relationship with social media? I'll close it off with saying this. I once had a conversation with someone, a team actually, that's on a mission to reduce, not even to reduce, but to completely remove young people from using the internet, but more specifically gaming, like to completely stop young people from gaming because they see it as being a negative and as being addictive. I don't think that's the way forward. To be quite honest, I think the best approach we could do is to teach people how to have a healthy relationship with technology, how to have a healthy relationship with gaming, with social media, with your device in general, even with taking selfies. We need to have a healthy relationship to know that, okay, let me quickly take my selfies, maybe while someone else has gone to the bathroom, quickly take my selfies, and then when they get here, I'm done. Or quickly just have a moment and ask them, or prepare them ahead of time. Like, hey, when we get there, I'd just like us to take a few selfies to remember the moment, and then we can just experience everything beautifully. Or even maybe use a camera device that doesn't interrupt or interfere with whatever experience you're having. These are very, very important things for us to consider. So I am an advocate of being a healthy gamer, a healthy social media user, like knowing what exactly do you use it for, because it is something that adds value to our lives. I'm a big advocate for us even using software that limits intentionally, that because this is something you want. You don't want to become an addict. And so you install software that makes it inconvenient for you to use social media at any given point. Like, you just make sure that you give yourself these specific hours within the day in order for you to use these devices. That is how you stop yourself from being an addict. Now, I definitely want to go further with this topic, but unfortunately I've run out of time and I definitely have to cut it here. But one thing I want to ask, a question I want to leave you with, is what extent are you willing to go to make sure that you do not become a social media addict?
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.